Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum?
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 It's museum. It's like surface.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds. I'm Matt Hostel, and along with me, I have Kaylin Varenka.
Yeah.
Ethan is currently out with a sickness, and hopefully he'll be back next week, but for now, we have to have Kaylin fill in. So, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I live up to Ethan.
Hopefully. I guess I have to, because I'm the host right now. But... Do you have your driver's license yet?
No, I have my permit, though.
You have your permit? Okay. So, when you filled out your permit, you had to go to the DMV, right? And you had to sit down and, like, fill out the form, right?
Yeah.
So, imagine you're living in Scotland, and you turn 18, and you have to update your driver's license. I guess that's a thing in Scotland. But, fill everything out, turn it into the DVLA, the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency. You wait a few weeks for it to come in, because that's usually how it goes. You look it over, and the address says, my dad's house. So, that's exactly what happened to Eve Patterson. She's an 18-year-old from Scotland. She mistakenly recorded that instead of her street address. She tweeted about it, and she racked up over 33,000 likes and 5,000 retweets. And people reached out to the DVLA and was like, what are you going to do about this? How'd you let this happen? They said that they get a lot of strange things for addresses over the course of the year because they allow people to put whatever they want. So what if you got pulled over, right, and your license said my dad's house for the address? Like, what do you think the police's reaction would be?
Do they even look at your address, to be honest?
I mean, probably not. But if I was a police officer, now, like, I would be looking out for that now. I'd be reading people's addresses to see what they have.
I just have, like... How did she mistakenly do this?
That's a good question. I actually have no idea. Like, she's in the DVLA, and she's filling it out. Like
she knows she wrote my dad's house.
She knows what she's doing. I don't know why the person didn't stop her.
Yeah.
And like, what if,
like,
it was a verbal
thing? They
didn't
question her at all?
No, like, what if it was a verbal thing, and you had to, like, sit down, like, tell them, like, what the things were, and you're like, what's your address? Oh, it's my dad's house.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't even think about it. I was thinking, like, she wrote my dad's house,
well,
and
yeah,
she was like,
I think that's what it is.
How did that happen? And I'm like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that's what it is. She was just writing it. She wasn't paying attention or something. I mean, like, I've written some pretty stupid things on tests when I wasn't, like, I was just, like, lost. So, like, maybe it was that type of deal. She's like, forgot her address. She's like, oh, man, my dad's house. I live in my dad's house. That's right. Space is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Space is pretty dope. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in space. And the moon is kind of a big deal, right?
Kind of
like makes the waves go and...
The tides.
The tides and something else. It's made of cheese, that's a fact. But have you heard of the supermoon before?
Is that the one where it looks like it's like 10 times bigger?
Yeah, so sort of. It's... A new or full moon that occurs with the moon near its closest approach to Earth in a given orbit. So it sounds like really stupid. That sounds like a weirdly worded thing. But basically, it's when the moon in a 14-month cycle is the closest to Earth.
So it happens every 14 months?
Every 14 months, yeah. So December 3rd is when this next one is. That's this Sunday. So it'll look really big, I guess. It'll be a full moon. And I don't know, Dr. Jackie Faraday said that it will not be the superest of supermoons. So it won't be super big compared to other supermoons, but it'll definitely be, like, different, I
visibly
guess.
Bigger.
Visibly bigger. So, but, like, I don't know how big that actually is, you know? Because, like, I don't look at the moon very often. So, like, I don't know.
I'm a big fan of the moon.
You're a big fan of the moon. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything to compare it to. So,
I guess, like, you'll just, like, walk out and you'll be like, whoa.
That's a big moon.
I think you'll just know.
Well, because, like, the Harvest Moon, it's not when it's orange. No, the Blood Moon's when it's, like, orange, right?
Yeah.
Or something. That was, like, huge. I remember that. I don't know if it was, like, big or not, but I just remember, like, being a big deal. Because it was, like, red or orange.
Yeah.
But, so, the International Space Station. You guys heard of that?
Yes.
ISS. Pretty big deal. So, the Russian cosmonauts claim to have found extraterrestrial bacteria on the outside.
I love aliens.
I love aliens, too.
So, it's not actually aliens.
Extraterrestrials.
Well, yeah. So, they say it's extraterrestrial, and that just means that it's from space. So, it doesn't necessarily mean that. I thought it meant, like, alien fingerprints or something.
Alien
snot.
But
alien goo.
It's like little bacteria.
Okay.
So they say it's extraterrestrial because it wasn't on the station when it left for orbit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. This isn't the first time that the Russians have claimed to find stuff on the ISS. In 2014, they claimed to find sea plankton on the outside, along with other bacteria, but literally no one else has reported these things or received reports.
Ooh, that's a little sketchy.
So it just sounds like the Russians are just trying to sound cool finding these things. I don't know. Do you guys believe
know.
In, do you
that's...
believe in aliens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't believe in aliens, Matt?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
But
there's definitely, there's something.
There's definitely something.
I don't know. It could totally just be, like, dust.
No.
Like, I feel like they just found, like, space dust.
Oh, that they found? Yeah.
No, not aliens.
I mean, the universe aliens is infinite. Aliens. There's
got to be something else.
There's at least, like, one other planet that's similar to Earth, probably.
You think that?
Haven't they, like, discovered alleged planets that are similar to Earth?
Yeah. They say that, Mars is like, sort of similar.
Almost. Yeah, it's the closest in our
And it
galaxy.
Has it has water frozen in the lakes.
I once read a book where, like, the Earth was dying, and so everyone had to, like, evacuate. And they went to this, like, a bunch of other planets in, like, a different galaxy. And, like, habitated that. What is that called?
Inhabited.
Inhabited that. And
habitat.
And they, like, I guess they just, like, guessed. To be honest, because in the book they were like, if it's not habitable, we'll have to die. And I was like, it seemed like it was in the future, but they should have the science to, you know, to know.
To figure it out.
Before they just send people into space.
Mm-hmm.
I
would live on Mars, no question.
I would totally live
on any other planet. Like,
we can prove to Matt that the world is round.
Yeah, when we're all on Mars together, we can look at the Earth.
Yeah.
No, so the only reason that the Earth, you guys think the Earth's round, is because that's what they're teaching. And
dude, okay, have you never been to a planetarium? And they've never pointed to other planets and been like a little round
dot.
Wait,
so if the Earth is flat, are all the planets flat?
No.
Wait, why? Why is the Earth
the
only one
that's
flat?
I am a fan of the round or the flat Mars Society.
Oh my God. What is that?
Flat Mars Society? Mars is flat. Mars and Earth are flat.
Wait, but those are the only two.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're habitable for humans. That's one of the qualities.
No. Well, Mars isn't really habitable for humans anymore.
Because it's not flat.
So, what?
Wait, why is it not?
Because there's no water.
There's water in the lakes.
Then what's underneath us? Underneath our flat side?
Wait, do you fall off the Earth then?
Space.
No. Is it just like a crust underneath us? You don't believe in the Earth's core?
No, it's like a big block. It's like a big square.
Oh,
it's flat.
It's a cube.
It's a cube.
Is it? Wait, hold on. Let me reevaluate. I think
not flat.
No.
A cube.
It's flat. All right.
Whatever. You know, one day you'll learn, Matt.
When we all go to Mars together.
When we all go to Mars.
We'll all learn what the Earth is really.
I'll get up there and take a photo for you and email it to you and be like, ha, I told you.